I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Teacher of the year, question mark. A Florida high school teacher led a 14-year-old boy drive her to a Waffle House. By the way, Waffle House is always in the news lately. Like, all my dummies have Waffle House involved.
This stuff just shocks me because I went to the, like, most pristine, everybody follow the rules, not even allowed to wear flip-flops type of high school.
Yeah.
Ew. Ew.
Sorry. Did you come from a Waffle House?
No, I just, I got the coffee burps this morning. But You went to a nice, like, really cool school.
Yes.
What else?
And I just can't believe teachers do this stuff because our teachers were, stop, I can't,
sorry.
I'm going to throw up.
Well, I feel like I'm going to if I don't get that out. You can come burp me. We can end this right now.
I can't.
Okay, so you went to a nice, pristine, cool school.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, our teachers were so, like, they would have never done anything like this. I just can't believe it happens so often in all these other schools we talk about.
Well, yeah, she was trying to have the 14-year-old boy drive her to the Waffle House, but they were stopped by cops on suspicion of DUI. Cops say the teacher was intoxicated and had an open can of beer in the passenger seat. Hey, come on
Jeez.
Up! She said she told the officer she had 5 beers and was way too drunk to drive and was getting her boyfriend's son to Waffle House. The teen was transported and released into the father's custody. So that could have been your teacher right there.
Wow.
Some kiddos. This guy right here has got it going on. A 44-year-old guy named Elwood Gutschall.
That's an interesting name.
That's what I'm saying. Well, both of them are cool. Elwood Gutschall. The third, by the way. I almost forgot that. He's the third. He's
Edward
continuing.
Edward Gutschall the third.
Continuing a legacy here.
There's
here.
Fancy. Multiple. What did you say? Elwood?
Elwood Gutschall the third.
Somebody thought to name another kid that. And then another kid that.
Like, pinkies up.
Let's just keep it going. He was pulled over in Pennsylvania for drunk driving back on March 19th. He was wearing a t-shirt that said, quote, drunk lives matter. The shirt had a St. Patrick's Day theme with a clover over the R in drunk.
Drunk lives matter.
Let me tell you something.
So wrong.
DLM.
I'm not sure if he had been like, you know, if he just threw the shirt on or if he actually was boozing for 2 days straight. He probably was drinking for 2 days straight.
Probably.
You know, was keeping it going, doing his thing.
Sure.
Either way, his blood alcohol level was 0.217, which is almost 3 times the legal limit.
Whoa.
So he was charged with a DUI, and I'm going to try to put it up there on my Dummy of the Day blog on the Joe and Alex Show, radio90.com. It's like, really, dude, like, you're wearing that shirt. It's just when you see mugshots, you're like,
it's
why
so
are you
stupid.
Wearing that shirt? You know you're going to get arrested.
I don't even know where you buy shirts like that.
You can
so
buy
stupid.
Them online. There's weird shirts. Like, it pops up in my feed. There's a Jason from Friday the 13th that says, no lives matter.
I don't have that on my Facebook ads, but now I feel like because you talked about it, it's somehow going to go into all of our Facebook pages. So look for that later today. And your final Dummy of the Day story. This is not how you get out of a ticket. An Ohio man arrested for drunk driving challenged cops to a thumb wrestling match to drop his charges.
Oh. You know, that's kind of fair, though. Like, maybe we should start doing that more often. That or rock, paper, scissors.
I was going to say, when you got pulled over doing, like, what, 90 on the highway or something?
Yeah, 90 and a 50.
Jeez, like, they let you go anyways, but you would be like, officer, I'd like to play a quick game of Connect Four I got right here in my front seat. We can do that. What about Jenga? You want to do Jenga on top of my car?
Game of Monopoly.
Yeah, that would be a long one. I would just
take
the ticket.
3 hours later.
He'd be like, I have to go to a call. You're like, sorry, officer, you're going to have to let me go. The man was actually passed out running while his vehicle was running at a stoplight. The man didn't wake up until a tow truck driver was able to actually break into his vehicle. The man offered to thumb wrestle cops several times if he won. He even offered to thumb wrestle the tow truck driver to not tow his vehicle.
Did anyone take him up on it?
No, they said you failed your sobriety test. We're not dropping the charges. You're going to be declined with that. And they charged him with DUI.
But I wonder if he would have been sober if they would have done it.
Well, they wouldn't have had anything to charge him with, though.
Well, let's say he just took a nap. Let's just say he got pulled over for any reason. He was speeding, whatever. I wonder if the thumb wrestling would work.
I want to try that today. I don't want to scare a cop though thinking I'm trying to do something crazy. I'm like, officer, how about we do this?
You're going to try to speed or get a pulled over on purpose?
I'm just going to try to get actually to the tire shop today after the show. We'll talk about that later because my car's a little jacked up. But I wouldn't mind like, ready? 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Why don't you try to do it at the tire shop and get your tires for free?
Oh, yeah, try to get a discount on those discount tires.
So, okay, Alex, we'll go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors. So on shoot, I want you to show me what you got. We're going to do it at the same time. So
we'll
go 1, 2, 3, shoot. Here we go.
1, 2, 3,
shoot.
Oh, paper. One.
Okay, oh, sorry. Do it again.
1, 2, 3,
shoot.
Oh, Alex got
dang
scissors.
It.
Joe's got
I won.
Paper.
Dang it. All right, that's probably not going to work. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.